Blog Talk Radio.
Montel Fields. I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And this morning we're excited to be here on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And for those in the listening area, Leah and I are with Hazak Ministries. Our ministry was started with the vision to bring hope, healing, and encouragement to those who've lost a loved one.
The word Hazak is a Hebrew word. It means to make or to be strong, to strengthen, to sustain, to support, and to encourage. We hope that you, our listeners, will be encouraged with our message this morning.
And at the end of the program today, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share, please feel free to give us a call. You can reach Montel and us by calling 347-308-8837. And that phone number again is 347-308-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you today.
Before we start this morning, let's open the program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you and praise you with everything that we are. I pray that you will take the words and the time of this broadcast and touch hearts and change lives for you. Amen.
Well, greetings from the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Good morning, y'all.
Before we get started, Lee and I just want to share with you an important reminder with regards to our topic and our discussion today.
Our hope and prayer is that this show would be informational, educational, and should provide you, the listener, with some great ideas to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. So, Brian, let's get started.
Leah, guess what? Guess what?
What is it, Brian?
All you need is love. Da-da-ba-da-da. All you need is love.
What on earth?
Well, today, on this date, on July the 7th in 1967, the Beatles released that new song that would become an instant hit on the radio, All You Need Is Love.
I love that song.
Yeah, I know that you do. You like a lot of their songs.
So what else happened on this day?
Well, it was back in the year of 1550, and guess what? You'll love this. Traditional chocolate was thought to have been introduced to Europe.
Chocolate. I love chocolate. I'm hungry now. Do you have any dark chocolate in your office here?
No, I'm sorry, but I'll get you some later, okay?
Well, okay.
Well, now, also on this date in 1668, Sir Isaac Newton received his master's from Trinity College at Cambridge. And in 1753, the British Parliament granted the Jews citizenship in their country.
Wow. Now, I didn't know that. Do you have any more of these hidden jewels of history?
Well, yes. Back in 1846, the United States annexed California, which would later become a state on September the 9th in 1850.
Wow. I figured you'd find a way to say something about the state that you were born in, Florida.
Yeah, but even though I wasn't born here, I still like to tell people that I got to Texas just as soon as I could.
But God did bring you here, and he had you marry a real Texas woman.
Yes, but first he brought me to Texas to get saved, and then I met my queen, my bride, my iron woman. So did you have some history that you wanted to share today?
Yes, I did. In 1928, Edward Hamm of the USA set the long jump record at 25 feet, 11 inches.
Oh, boy. There was a leap of faith.
And here's something really neat, just for us women. On this date in 1955, the very first Ladies Professional Golf Association championship was held, and Beverly Hansen won the tournament. Hansen had 17 career wins on the LPGA tours, of which three were major ones.
Yeah, now I know you were hoping to get a hole-in-one on the golf course today, right?
Yeah, that would be nice. But I always have such a hard time getting past that windmill.
Now, that was funny. You know, I had another important bit of history to share with our listeners today.
What is that, Brian?
Well, in the month of July, back in 1776, an amazing thing took place. The following words would make an impact not only in this nation, but for the rest of the world. And these words: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And these words that were penned would be signed to become the Declaration of Independence for the United States of America.
I just love hearing stuff about our nation and our founding fathers and history. Okay, So what do we have for our listeners today?
Well, this morning we're continuing our message on releasing the spirit in our lives.
So this is going to be another fun program, I can tell. I just love this series.
So just to recap, on our first program, we discussed what it meant to release.
And we shared that the word release means to set free from confinement, restraint, or bondage.
And then we shared that the very first step that we had to do was to let go.
That's right, Brian. Let it go. We have to let go of those things that are keeping us from moving forward.
And then we shared that the second step that we had to take was to forgive others.
We shared that we have to learn to forgive others. If we do not forgive, we will harbor those ill feelings of anger and resentment. But worse than that, God will not forgive us.
And we also shared that there was a spirit that was attached to this.
Yes, there is. And this spirit, it's a spirit of offense, not offense like in a tennis match when you're on the offensive, but offense. It keeps us from being healed and being blessed.
And thirdly, we have to learn to release to receive.
We need to release all of those things that would keep our eyes off of Him. That means everything that would distract us, knock us off track, and keep us from our vision and goal.
And one of the other things that we brought up was the importance of encouraging others as well.
That's right. We shared this great reminder from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. I'm going to read it from the Good News Bible. Speak to one another with the words of psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing hymns and psalms to the Lord with praise in your heart. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father.
And the fourth thing that we have to do is that we have to pray for His Spirit.
We need to ask the Lord for His Spirit. And just to remind our listeners, Jesus gave us this answer in John chapter 14, verse 25. This is from New American Standard Bible. He told us the following: "These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you."
So, this morning, we are continuing our message on releasing the Spirit in our lives.
I just love this series. This is so important to helping live fruitful lives and learn to depend upon the Lord more and more each day.
So, this morning, that fifth step in releasing the Spirit in our lives is that we have to learn to yield.
I looked up that word this past week. Yield is defined by Webster's Dictionary, and it means to, number one, give up possession of something, such as ownership or land, and two, to surrender or stop all resistance. Number three is to submit to another person. That's a hard one. Number four, to produce a crop, like fruit, vegetables, spices, meat, or other food sources. And number five, it is also a return of one's investment. This could be money or time or something else.
That's some really great information, and I love those definitions. And Leah, now you know me. I had to go digging around in my Strong's Concordance, and I looked for that same word in Hebrew, and I found that that word is sahan, and this means to be of use or to be of service or to be of benefit.
You're right, Brian. I found this passage in Job chapter 22, verse 21, that a good one that goes with that word, sahan. And I'm reading it from the New American Standard. Yield now and be at peace with Him. Thereby goodwill will come with you.
I just love that verse. Yield and be at peace with Him.
Yeah.
Now, that was not the only word for yield that I found. And this was kind of interesting. There's another word that also means yield, and that word is tevuah.
Wow.
And this means to produce like a product or produce revenue. It means to produce income. And here is something really neat. It says, and it means to gain wisdom. And in Proverbs 8:19, and this is from the New American Standard Bible, it says that my fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choicest silver.
Ah, his fruit is better than gold and silver?
Yes.
The Apostle Paul reminds us in Galatians 2, verse 5, from the New American Standard, but we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you.
That was great. So, Leah, what do you think some of the different things that we can do to yield?
Brian, this means that we have to stop resisting, learn to give up and give in, and as I like to say, let go. Let it go. Just let it go.
Just let it go. Release.
Right.
Well, you know, besides letting that go, we have to learn to yield ourselves unto the Lord.
Yes, we do. This means that we have to humble ourselves before the King.
So is that all that we have to do?
Oh, gosh, no. But here's something really important.
Okay.
When we yield to Him, we need to ask Him for guidance and direction. And just as we've been learning to do, learn to become open, willing, and obedient.
Man, that is so true. That is just one thing that we have really strived to learn to do on a daily basis, and that is to become open and willing and obedient to Him. And you know, in my study time, besides the Bible, one of my favorite people that I like to read about is Smith Wigglesworth.
I love Smith Wigglesworth. He was an awesome pastor, preacher. The book that we've been reading is so rich in God's Word. He was awesome.
Well, I just love what Smith Wigglesworth had to say about yielding. And I want to read from you a small piece that was published in The Triumphs of Faith, and this was published back in October of 1914, over 100 years ago, and this is kind of a short excerpt from the pages of 227 through page 230. He shares in Acts 9 of Paul's experience on the road to Damascus. Paul was blinded by a great light from the Lord of himself, and as soon as Paul saw the light from heaven above, the brightness of the sun, he said,
oh, I want to help on this one.
Is that what he said? I want to help on this
No.
one? Oh, okay. Well, then, Leah, tell you what, why don't we both read this together then?
This is from Acts chapter 9, verse 6 in the King James Version. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
And as soon as he, Paul, was willing to yield, he was in a condition where God could meet his need, where God displayed his power, where God could have the man. Oh, beloved, are you saying today, what wilt thou have me to do? The place of yieldness is just where God wants us.
People are saying, I want the baptism. I want the healing. I would like to know of a certainty that I am the child of God, and I see nothing, absolutely nothing in the way except unyieldedness to the plan of God.
And the condition was met which Paul demanded, and instantly where he laid hands on them, they were filled with the Spirit and spake in other tongues and prophesied.
And when Paul laid his hands upon them and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying, wow, the only thing needed was to just be in the condition where God could come in. The main thing today is God wants obedience.
And when you begin yielding and yielding to God, He has a plan for your life. And you come into that wonderful place where all that you have to do is to eat the fruits of Canaan.
I am convinced that Paul must have been in divine order as well as those men. And Paul had a mission right away to the whole of Asia.
Brothers and sisters, it is the call of God that counts. Paul was in the call of God. Oh, I believe God wants to stir somebody's heart today to obedience. It may be for China or India or Africa, but the thing that God is looking for is obedience.
What wilt thou have me to do? From Acts 9, verse 6. Smith then continued by saying, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons that he had touched, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Smith then went on to finish his passage with this great message. If God can have his way today, the ministry of somebody will begin, and it always begins as soon as you yield.
Wow, that was a great passage. And all we have to do is learn to yield.
You are correct, Leah. So let's move on to the next step, the sixth step in releasing the Spirit. That sixth step is we have to learn to have obedience.
Oh, rats. I checked with Webster's Dictionary, and I found that the word obedience is a noun, and it means the condition or quality of being obedient, or the act or an instance of obeying, dutiful or submissive behavior.
Submissive behavior. So, Leah, yes. Did you find a scripture verse that would go with this word?
Yes, I did. I found this wonderful verse in Romans 16, verse 26. I want to read this from the New International Version. But now, revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith.
Now, this same word obedience in Hebrew is yik-kaha.
Not yippee-ki-yay?
No. It's yik-kaha, and it means gathering and obey. Now, in Genesis 49:10 is a great passage for this, and I'm going to read this from the New American Standard Version. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. And just to let you know that in this verse, that word Shiloh means the Messiah.
That was really cool.
So, Leah, do you have any other references on that word obedience?
Why, yes, I do. Now, the word obedient is an adjective of the word obedience, and it means dutifully complying with the commands or orders or instructions of one in authority.
Wow. So what we're really talking about here is obedience.
That's right, Brian. And that same word means that we are to be compliant and submissive.
Now, that's really interesting, Leah. So being submissive and being compliant also means obedience, which really means that we are taking commands from someone who is an authority.
Yes. We are to be obedient, submissive, and respect those who have authority over us. The Apostle Peter tells us in these verses in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. I'm reading this from the New Living Translation. For the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king as head of state or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right.
Man, that's powerful. You know, I found this great quote from the late Dr. Miles Monroe about this. And here's what he said. He said, God is a God of provision. He is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. He provides everything, but he provides it after you begin the work of the vision. And he said that your obedience to your vision affects not only your life, but also the lives of those who will work with you. This means that obedience to vision is not a private issue. It affects everyone who is supposed to work with you and that would be impacted by your life.
I love those quotes you find from Dr. Monroe. And here's a great scripture verse on obedience. I would like to read from 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, from the New Living Translation. But Samuel replied, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice?" Listen, and this is what he was telling us, obedience is better than sacrifice. And submission is better than offering the fat of rams.
Boy, now, does that really hit home or what? Mm-hmm. Being obedient to the Lord. And, you know, while researching more on that word, obedience, I found this great quote on obedience and sacrifice. And this is a quote that comes from an online article that I found from the Bread of Heaven Ministries. And apparently they're located in the Republic of Ireland.
Ireland.
Ah, yes. And this was written by a man named Bola G. Theo Douglas. And I apologize if I didn't get his first name correct. But Mr. Douglas is a minister of the gospel there in Ireland. And here's what he said. God demands the sacrifice of simple obedience from those who have been called into a walk with him. He has not asked for much other than for the people that he calls to himself to walk in simple obedience to the precepts, instructions, and commands that he gives to them.
And Brian, with that obedience, we will need strength. We will need endurance and confidence. Paul reminds us of this promise in Hebrews 10, verses 35 and 36. I'm going to read this from New King James Version. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
You rock, Leah.
You're so sweet.
So obedience is sacrifice, and when you are obedient, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And obedience brings blessings. And I wanted to share something personal with our listeners today.
Okay.
Back in September of 2013, Lee and I had been praying about my insurance career and the insurance business. We had a lot of questions of what to do next and what did we really want to do. So we had been asking for his divine wisdom and clarification and direction, and most importantly, for his timing.
I remember that.
And one of my close and dear friends, Linda Primore, was responding to one of my emails with regards to this prayer request. And she wrote me back the following. She said, "You cannot serve two masters. You cannot do something just for the money. And if you look deep enough, you will find a trust issue. And remember, if you are open, willing, and obedient to be used by God, then you will know that obedience demands sacrifice." Wow. Talk about God's perfect timing. And you know that this resonated in both of our hearts and in our spirit.
That was awesome. We felt this huge release take place when we talked about the future. Not ours, the future that God had for us. Where does that trust come from? Proverbs 3, verse 5 from the New King James Version tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding."
That was great. Do you have something extra that you would like to share with the listeners this morning?
Oh, I would. I just wanted to recap with our listeners six of the steps to releasing the Spirit in our lives. We need to learn to let go, learn to forgive others. Number three, we have to learn to release to receive. Four is learn to pray for his Spirit. We also have to learn to yield. And number six, we need to learn obedience.
That is so true. And before we close out this portion of the program, I just wanted to share with our listeners the same passage from the Message Bible. And this actually includes verses 5 through 12. And this is a great reminder of what God has in store for each of us who want to be open, willing, and obedient to be used by him. So when you're trying to figure out your life and your challenges and where you want to go and what you want to do, here is a powerful word from the Message on that same passage.
Okay.
Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything that you do. Everywhere that you go, He is the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health, and your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything that you own. Give Him the first and the best. Your barns will burst, and your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friends, resent God's discipline, and don't sulk under His loving correction. It is the child He loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all of this.
That was great.
And as we had mentioned at the beginning of the program, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share for either Evangelist Montel, Leah, or myself, please feel free by calling 347-308-8837. That phone number again is 347-308-8837, and we look forward to hearing from you.
And now, back to you, Montel.
Awesome job, my brother and sister. Every week I enjoy your program. It's always full of heart and it makes me laugh and smile, and I learn and I grow with you. I love how God leads you in things.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we do have some callers on the line, and I'm going to open up the phone lines if you give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Good morning, Sister Denny. Is there anything you would like to share with Brian and Leah?
No. What they were sharing I thought was really wonderful. I think we have been learning that through our life's experience, what they were sharing.
Great. We thank you so much.
And I like Smith Wigglesworth also.
Oh, yeah. He rocks, or did.
Ever-increasing faith. Yes.
Yep.
One of the things we read this past week in another passage that we were working with stated that he only had one book that went with him everywhere, and that was a copy of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and primarily
yes.
the New Testament.
I've heard.
Yes.
Very definitely. My husband and I have been in ministry for many years and pastor many churches. We are now more or less evangelizing, but, you know, it's been a learning in progress. You learn as you go along, and
yes,
I thank God we've turned to Him for our leadership and guidance and our help, everything, you know, we turn to the Lord.
Well, and we thank you for your service to the kingdom.
Yes.
Thank you. It's been an honor to work for the Lord.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we just appreciate your call. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I was just listening in.
That works for me.
I love you, Sister Denny, and tell Brother Denny we love him, too, and we're really blessed that you're a part of our life. We've learned so much from you.
Well, we love you all, honey. And I will share that with him. Lord bless you today.
Thank you so much.
Bless you too.
Mm-hmm. And hold on just one moment.
Holding on.
Good morning, dear Sister Linda. I enjoyed your broadcast last night, and I've seen that you have a question mark beside you, so you're free. You're on the air.
Hi. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to your broadcast for the first time. Are you Jewish couple?
No. I was actually raised Baptist.
Okay. From
and Brian was
from...
raised. And Brian was raised Episcopal, and he came to be a Baptist as soon as he could. You know.
Right. Well, just hearing some of your explanations, that kind of made me think that maybe you were Jewish. Anyway, I was watching Benny Hinn this morning, and there was a prophet on there today, Brian Karn, And he was saying some of the same things that you were saying. He said that this is a time where we need to seek the Holy Spirit and recognize him for who he is, call upon him, ask for him, talk to him, you know. And so I just wanted to, when I heard you say a couple of things about asking for the Holy Spirit, I knew that was a confirmation from what I heard him say earlier this morning. So I was blessed by your broadcast. I read a book called Good Morning, Holy Spirit, back in the early 90s that Benny Hinn wrote. And so it just comes to mind to me on most days to just say, Good morning, Holy Spirit. You
Amen.
Know, I thank you for what you're doing in the earth today and what you're doing in my life. So thank you for the confirmation. Thank you for that word. Thank you for your sense of humor. And I just wanted you to know that I was blessed by your ministry today.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you.
Well, you know, you have a choice every morning when you wake up. You can say, Good morning, Lord, or you can say, Good Lord, it's morning. You know, and we choose the first.
Yeah. Oh, praise God. I prefer
well,
the first myself.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Well,
have a blessed day.
You too.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
And we actually, you know, from some seminary classes that I took, I really love the Old Testament. I really love a lot of the Jewish history, and because that ties in with where we are, you know, as Christians today. And so I always like to share what those other words mean in Hebrew, and I like to bring up things about Jewish history itself because there's so much that is modeled after them, and I really try to be moved by the Holy Spirit every day to what he wants us to do. And so that's one of the reasons that I like to share some of that history in those Hebrew words.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Well, I was edified.
Well, thank you so much. We are so glad. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to hearing your broadcast again.
Okay.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks, Montel. Love you, girl.
Love you, too. God bless you, sis.
God bless you.
And if there's anyone out there listening, again, the number to call is 347-308-8837, 347-308-8837. Just press 1, and we'll know that you're wanting to share with us on the broadcast. And Brian and Lee are a true blessing to Reaching Out Radio. We love their charm and their joy and just their charisma and the way that they bring forth the Word of God. We truly are blessed to have them to be part of Reaching Out Radio's ministry.
Oh, and we are honored to be here. This is wonderful.
Well, two of the people that called in this morning was the first time that they've actually heard your broadcast, so that's a blessing
wow.
to me that they called in and they listened, and one of those was Sister Linda Denny. Her husband and her have been pastoring for over 40 years. And then
mm-hmm.
Sister Linda, the one that just spoke, she has actually
mm-hmm.
traveled and studied and did the work of God in places like China and different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And they both love the Lord, and they've been trying to get in to hear your broadcast, and praise God, today they was able to. So I thank God, and I thank them for tuning in and listening this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
It is. It's really great. And I know I had some friends who actually tuned in to the rebroadcast that you did the other week and were really blessed because they were chained to their desks at their job during the day.
Yeah.
I love the on-demand links because so many go back and are able to listen because sometimes people are at work and they're not able to hear. So it's a blessing that they can go back and listen to the on-demand links, you know, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And that's one of the things I love about the internet radio, that people can go back and listen over and over.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, it's just, it's so wonderful to know that we are children of the Lord and that Jesus saved us. And all I want to do is share that with other people who maybe don't know him. Maybe they were forced to go to church when they were children and decided that they didn't want any of that. And, you know, now as we get older, we can reflect more on the steps that God has put us through. Some of them good, some of them not good. And it's wonderful to look back on our lives and see God's hand all over it. And for many people, they never look back.
That's a great, great comment. Oh, you rock.
I know. It took me a long time to teach you that.
Yes, dear.
That'd be better.
You two are priceless.
That's right.
Well, as of right now, dear brother and sister, we don't have any more callers that are calling in wanting to be on the line. I don't know if you
okay.
want me to maybe play one of your songs, Brian, and come back and see if we have callers. It's you're in control. It's whatever you two would love to do.
You are at the helm of the controls, girl.
Play a song.
Play a song. I'm going to bring up seven of Brian's here. Okay.
know, Montel, I'd like to share something about that song. Several years ago, I took a misstep, and I ended up breaking my ankle. And I lived downstairs on our couch, which I decided that I hated very much after this, for several weeks because I couldn't climb the stairs. And
like 12.
Like forever. Anyway, Brian had just released that CD, and I listened to that day and night. It calmed my spirit and my heart, and it was pretty lonely down there by myself. The cats didn't even come get on me much, and so it was a real blessing to me. It's always been a special song to me because of that, and everything's fine now, thank goodness, but I never forgot the peace. When I hear that song, I just feel God's peace all over me. So I thought that was kind of a neat thing to share.
That's what I always feel when I listen to Brian's music. A lot of times my husband and I be traveling out of town or various places, and we'll put in Brian's CDs, and I always feel a sweet, sweet spirit of the Lord. And it's such a difference when the anointing is on a person in their life, when they sing or they play or they bring forth word, whatever they do. And a lot of that comes exactly from what you've been teaching about, releasing the spirit in our life, having obedience, being willing to let go, to forgive, to let God have complete control, to surrender. And when we get to that place in our life, then His Spirit can work through us, and He can use us and do amazing things in our life. We can reach the lost, and there definitely, definitely is a need for the lost to be reached. You can look around and see what's going on in this world and signs of time unfolding. We need to be busy people, being out there, being voices, and that's what Reaching Out Radio is about, reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, going forth to reach the lost through various ministries like Brian and Leah's. And they have a beautiful, encouraging ministry. They've been a true blessing in my life. But that's what we're here for, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ.
You are 100% right, Montel. Brian, you have something you want to read to us?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've been learning, especially in some of our daily, I read out loud to Leah from one of Smith Wigglesworth's book. In fact, this is from the complete collection of his life teachings. And in going about and doing the things that he's called us to do, this is something that he had said. He said that, "And all the time the Word of God must quicken, flow through, and move upon us till these ideals are in us, till we move in them and live in them." And then he said that the living God is lifting thee out of thyself unto Him, and we must be taken out of the ordinary. We must be brought into the extraordinary, and we must live in a glorious position over the flesh and the devil and everything of the world. And God has ordained us, clothed us within, and manifested upon us His glory, that we may be the sons of the promise of sonlikeness to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And as the old church song goes, we're to let our light shine, and He is the light in our lives, and we're supposed to let that light shine, and we're supposed to, we don't have to go out and beat somebody over the head with the Bible and say, read this and be saved. All they have to do is we go out and share our personal testimony of what Jesus did for us, because they can't refute that. And the personal testimony of what it was, of how we came to know the Lord, is one of the most important things. And for us in our ministry, over and over again, one of the things that really makes a big change for a lot of people, especially for those who've lost a loved one, is the fact that we share with them that the Lord answered our prayer and gave us this incredible supernatural peace about our daughter's passing. And it's that peace that goes beyond all understanding, in that we let His light shine through our lives, and that's what makes the difference, because we're able to bring hope to other people. We're able to give them some healing in their own life, and at the same time that we pray that our words and the Lord's words are used to encourage them and to lift them up.
And to help them walk through what they're going through with Him.
Amen. Sorry, I have my little great niece with me, and I'm trying to maintain her. My niece didn't have anyone to watch her this morning, so we have her, and she's listening to the broadcast, and she likes to try to grab at the laptop or the phone line or whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah. So how old is she? Obviously under 5.
She will be 2 on July the 25th.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah, so she's sitting here rocking on my lap and listening to you guys share, and Dustin's been listening to you share today as well. He's still on days. He goes back to second shift next week, so he gets to hear you every 2 weeks.
Cool.
Well, cool.
I think that's special. And, you know, I imagine as we say down here in Texas, she may be a ring-tailed tutor. Especially at her age. More
she's
energy
take...
than anybody.
Are you trying to say hello?
She likes me.
She's trying to take the phone.
Of course.
It's different for
well,
us.
She'll get to that age that when she takes the phone away from me, she won't give it back.
That's right.
Does
is that,
that
after
honest.
13? After age 13, you never get it back.
How funny.
Oh, my. That's great.
Well, we heard that you had a great trip this past week, and that's good that the Lord was able to use you with so many things. And, Leah, you're pointing to me. Did you have something that you wanted to say?
No, I was just going to remind you that when it gets a couple more minutes down the road, we have a few more things to share.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well,
yeah.
Well, if you want, why don't you go ahead and share that with him right now?
Well, then I will do that.
Okay.
Just to remind you guys, we are Brian and Leah Fouts. We're with Hazak Ministries. It's an encouragement ministry, and we live outside on a hill in the country outside of New Ulm, ULM, Texas. And just as a reminder, Brian's newest CD is now available. It's called Joyful, and it is. This is the second keyboard CD that he has recorded. That it is just awesome. It's anointed. And like I said before, it's one of the CDs. Well, I think this one's not the one that I was listening to when I had a broken ankle, but this one is just as good as the first one. It can be a great addition to your music collection, and it makes a great gift for those who love keyboard music. We've had pastors and lay leaders and worship leaders using this CD for their study time and for their prayer time. So you can listen to this CD for that time when you can sit back, relax, and just hear the soothing sounds and reflections of God's joyful music. Hey, got both of them in.
Yeah.
The joyful CD and the reflections CD are now available on our website. You can find out more by visiting our website, which is www.hazakministries.com. That website address is www.hazakministries.com.
And thank you, Leah. And if you'd like for Leah or myself to come and speak at your church, men's or women's groups or special event, please contact us at 832-878-8043. That mobile number is 832-878-8043. Or if the easiest way to try to reach us is on our landline at area code 979-357-2215. That number again is 979-357-2215. And, you know, Lee and I just want to thank you, the listeners of Reaching Out Radio, for tuning in this morning and for all that you do to support this radio station and the ministries that partner with Evangelist Montel. And it's an honor for us to be featured as a guest here with our sister Evangelist Montel Fields on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. And thank you again, and remember, and be strong,
and
be Hazak. So, Sister Montel, back to you.
You have 6 minutes or less.
Well, I just want you to know you're a true blessing. We truly appreciate you, and people love your broadcast. And it's starting to grow as people learn the times of everything. You know, we're a new ministry, and but we're starting to get established, and as we grow and people learn the set times, we'll have more callers on, and the on-demand links are really growing. Every day I come back and check it, the numbers just keep going up, up, up and away. So
awesome.
I just
praise
thank God every person that he's brought to be a part of Reaching Out Radio. And I love your unique, that's why I put a lot of times when I share, you have a unique way of teaching that you are able to reach people. God has put that joy in you. And, you know, people can respond to that joy. People need that. They need laughter. And that's one of the things I love. God has put all of that into the two of you as you teach. You have wisdom and knowledge, and you bring some seriousness, but you also bring heartfelt joy. And the listeners really can relate to that. And I know there's many days I need to hear, and there's not one of your episodes I listen to where I don't laugh or I don't smile. It just always blesses me, and it just brings joy into my life.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we like to tell people that there is life, as people say, there's life after such and such. Well, we have the life that Jesus gives us. We lost our only child. She was murdered 10 years ago. And we had a choice back then. We could either bottle it all up and we could be negative and awful and whatever, but we didn't. We gave it to the Lord because he's the only one that can heal that kind of hurt. And that is where our ministry has come from, through that healing that God did back then. Anyway, that was just a quick little bio. Anyway, Brian, do you have something else to say?
Oh, my queen. I think you've said everything.
And more. But
you
anyway,
two
like
are
I
such
said,
an amazing couple in the Lord, and people can really, really truly learn from you and what great of a marriage that you have. And hopefully, I'm hoping one day maybe that's something you two can do, you know, some teaching on as well, to really how married couples need to communicate. And, you know, with the trials that you've been through and the way you've learned and that you've grown, you know, I truly know that people are going to learn from your life experiences and through your teachings, and I'm really thankful to God for that, because so many are saying, and they don't really know where to turn to. And in teachings like this, the way God has equipped the two of you, I know you really are going to truly reach people, because they're going to be taken in by it. That's like me. I'm always each week anticipating, okay, what are they going to, how's it going to go today? And I love Lee's little gals, and I love how you do everything. It's just, it's inviting is what I'm trying to say. And it keeps you wanting to listen, and it keeps the listeners, you know, intrigued and wanting to hear more and to grow with you. So God really has gifted you in the way that you teach, and also in Brian's music and in your book. Your book is a beautiful ministry within itself, and I encourage people as well on that. From Misery to Ministry is a beautiful work. The Lord led them in this, and it truly is the journey that they shared and what they went through in the loss of their daughter. And it's so powerful because God made it a God thing. The enemy didn't get none of the glory. God got the glory, and he turned the tragedy into a beautiful ministry. And lives have already been changed and impacted, and people saved through the loss of your daughter. And that's just such a beautiful, beautiful thing to me. And again, I encourage you, and they shared their website with you. You can find all the details on Brian's CDs, on their book. And I really encourage you to take part in that. It will truly be a blessing in your life.
Well, thank you for that, Montel. We just enjoy it. And as you can tell, I have no problem talking. I'm a Texan. I did not put a thing around his mouth to keep him from talking. But we enjoy it. It's really fun, and we sit here in Brian's office and just watch each other and make faces if we need to, and just have a blast.
And that's what we need to do in life. There's too much seriousness going on in life. We need joy of the Lord, and he is to be our joy. And when we're children of God, we're supposed to show forth that joy to others. And You know, we're to be light shining in a world that's so full of darkness. And I encourage everyone that's listening, even though that it seems like God doesn't have control right now, that this world's going crazy, be reassured. God already knew everything that was going to unfold in this world. He already knows the future. He knows the beginning. He knows the end. Know that God's in control. But he needs people going to share truth, to be praying for our nation, to be praying for the lost. You're going to have to be rooted, deeply rooted in him, because things are going to get harder and there's going to be things changing. But don't have a spirit of fear, because God is with us. He already has made the way. And through prayer, I know things change as well. And just be encouraged in that. And even though, like I said, you look around and things are so crazy, know that God is still in control.
Amen.
Well, my dear brother and sister, right now we don't have any other callers on the line. We had our two callers earlier. If you want to, for me to play another song, I will. If there's anything else you want to share, feel free to. As always, tell all of my guests, this is all of our radio ministry, and it's your time to share and just let go and let God.
Amen. Well, it was good to be on the air today. Thank you for having us on, and we love you.
Well, I love you guys. I am every day that he wakes me, dear brother and sister. And know that you're blessing people with your teachings. And keep on bringing the good stuff. I love all the different little twists on it. And I learn something new each week. And I love learning all the different terminology and the meanings. I think that's really awesome. And I know that is really something that blesses other people, too. It's great to learn those things.
It is. And we need to learn things, because if we're in a situation and somebody says something and we have no comeback, a godly comeback, then we might be part of turning them away from the Lord instead of showing them his love and grace. But
that
we
is
enjoy
so true. And yes, and sometimes we are the only Bible that people read, the only Jesus that people see, and we need to remember that in our lives.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And especially in this word, in this world of all sorts of recordings and TV things, you know, people are watching us at all times and listening for us to make a mistake, because they don't think that the Lord is in charge. And yet I believe it with all my heart that he is, and that nothing happens that he does not, A, know about, and B, that he is not able to control.
Amen.
Anyway.
I totally agree with you on that, Sister Leah.
That's
I live my life in peace, and even though, like I said, you see so many crazy things going on, choices that are being made in our Supreme Court, so much debate, hate, anger, I still know that God's in control, and that we just got to keep our eyes on him, walking by faith and not by sight, and just holding on to his word, and just we just got to keep on going.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, Mr. Brian, do you have anything to end us with?
God is good. God is great, and he must be praised.
There you go.
Amen, amen.
Well, you have a wonderful week, Montel. We love you, sister, and we will chat later.
All right, God bless you guys, and I'm going to go out with one of Brian's songs today, and God bless all of our listeners, and continue to come back each week at 11 o'clock and share with Brian and Leah. We're going to be encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts, and I just thank God for them being a part of the Reaching Out Radio ministry, and look forward to God growing and reaching people through their ministry. Know that we love you, but God loves you more. Don't back down when God is backing you up.
Amen.
Praise God. Again, you've been listening to Be Encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts. They're teaching on releasing the spirit in your life. Join us again next week at the same time as they share part four of releasing the spirit in your life. This is Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And know that you are of great worth, created with a purpose and a plan. And as long as there is a breath in you, there is hope. For with that very breath, you can repent, be saved, set free, and know that God loves you. May you have a blessed week ahead, and may God keep his hand upon you. Go before him daily, boldly, in prayer, and be in your word, and continue to grow in him. Again, as I said earlier, we love you, but God loves you more. Have a very blessed day.